From Tidbits on May 19th, 2008, this is the audio version of Dealing with Doppelganger Folders in Slash Volumes, written by Adam Siangst. I've been working with CrashPlan Pro recently, seeding backups from my Macs to a 750GB hard disk that will eventually live at a friend's house and serve as our off-site backup. It all went well for a while, but all of a sudden CrashPlan Pro on each of the Macs started complaining the destination Mac was out of disk space. That made no sense, given that my 750GB disk had over 580GB of free space, and everything was still set correctly in the CrashPlan interface. Late in the day, I sent email to the CrashPlan folks asking what might be going on. Before I heard back the next morning, however, macOS 10 warned me that my startup disk was almost out of space, so I fired up Grand Perspective to see where my disk space had gone. macOS 10's virtual memory can hog disk space, but there should have been at least 5 or 6 gig of free space available. A few minutes with Grand Perspective, and I found my culprit, a folder in Slash Volumes. Background and Explanation. The Volumes directory, which is normally hidden in macOS 10, is the mount point for external disks. That means that when you attach a hard disk to a Mac, that hard disk appears in Slash Volumes, and the Finder shows it to you on the desktop and or in the sidebar, depending on your preferences. My external 750GB hard disk is called Adam's CrashPad, and when I looked in Slash Volumes, there was a normal folder with that name, to which CrashPlan had been happily backing up gigabytes of data. Although the disk appeared as Adam's CrashPad in the Finder in Slash Volumes, it was called Adam's CrashPad 1. As I dug into the situation more, things became muddier. It turns out the main way this kind of replacement can happen is if a disk is unmounted in such a way that applications using it aren't made aware that it is no longer present, usually by powering it down or removing a FireWire USB cable without ejecting properly first. Certain applications then continue to write to the path where the disk had been, and the end result is a folder and its embedded file structure that matches what would have been on the disk had it been present. Needless to say, applications should notice the disappearance of a disk, and Matthew Dornquist of Cord42 Software said they had spent nearly 100 hours trying to prevent CrashPlan from writing to a folder in Slash Volumes if the disk disappeared. However, I received reports of a wide variety of applications suffering from this problem, including the BitTorrent client Azureus, the Perforce version control system, Apple's Xcode development environment, and macOS 10 itself. This is speculation, but Unix applications and Java-based applications may suffer more than Cocoa-based applications because cross-platform developers are more likely to use generic code that happily creates subdirectories if the parent directory in Slash Volumes doesn't exist. That way, the same code can work across different operating systems. macOS 10 can fall prey to this problem if you set your user's home folder to live on an external disk, which might be your laptop in FireWire Target Disk Mode, a technique that lets you use the same data on a desktop Mac at work and on a laptop at home, for instance. If that external drive is unmounted improperly, which is easy to do if you are leaving work in a hurry and grab your laptop without unmounting it from the desktop Mac, macOS 10 on the desktop Mac blithely recreates your home folder in the Slash Volumes directory. You might wonder why Slash Volumes isn't writable to user-level applications at all, and the answer seems to be that such permissions are necessary to allow anyone, even a restricted account, to insert removable media, which of course needs to be mounted in Slash Volumes. If Slash Volumes weren't world-writable, user-level applications wouldn't be able to create new folders there. Delete and reboot, for now. Solving my particular problem was easy. I simply viewed Slash Volumes in the Finder by choosing Go to Folder from the Finder's Go menu, that's Command-Shift-G, and then typing Slash Volumes in the dialog that appeared. Once I could see Slash Volumes, I trashed the Adam's CrashPad folder, emptied the trash to reclaim the necessary space, and rebooted quickly before CrashPlan could recreate the folder in Slash Volumes again. A similar process should work in other situations. More generally, this is an architectural problem in macOS 10 that Apple needs to fix. Although applications bear some responsibility for creating folders in Slash Volumes when they shouldn't, the operating system should protect itself from such an obvious misuse. Unfortunately, a vast amount of code, both from Apple and other developers, assumes that Slash Volumes is writable, which means that fixing the bug would require lots of other changes, and Apple hasn't had the fortitude to force such an unpalatable solution on developers. Until such time as Apple re-architects this aspect of macOS 10, it will remain up to developers to work around the problem by avoiding coding techniques that happily create entire hierarchies of files and folders, even if the parent volume is no longer present. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tibbetts.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I can't believe the number of times I've had to use Grand Perspective recently to figure out where disk space is going on me. It's a curse of the modern world, but clearly I'm going to have to bump up to a 250 or 500 gigabyte hard disk on the main Mac pretty soon, just to stop having to fuss with all this stuff.